Well, I think first it shares the what we've been saying, both Mayor Cranley and I, that we have a great infrastructure for aerospace manufacturing in this community, and to have the national designation, I think, gives us a lot of opportunities to market our communities across the nation and across the world. Secondly, I'm really excited about these opportunities we have to figure out how Cincinnati and Dayton can partner more. This designation encourages partnership between the two communities. I think we'll start seeing our education leaders start partnering, and really it incentivizes people working together. So I think those are two great positives. I think I was on the phone earlier with you earlier month talking about how the Southwest Ohio needs to think of itself more as an Uber region, and this is a great example and validation that the federal government agrees that when you partner like this, you see results.
Applicants from the region's geographical boundaries are given preferential consideration for federal grants totaling $1.3 billion. How soon will the proposals be submitted, and how soon do you expect money to begin coming in?
It's a process where the grants that the federal government has, we will get bonus points and for being in the region. And so we're in the process now of, you know, talking to the Department of Commerce, figuring out which ones that we are going for already that help us get bonus points and ones that we can go after. I expect us to see a lot of focus around workforce development and a lot on, like, our ability to build supply chains. I'm excited. The designation is only 1 year, so we should see that money and those grants be discussed within the year, because we have to show progress and reapply next year. So this is, I think, a great opportunity for Cincinnati and Dayton to see the value, assess the value, and go after it again. And so we'll be working hard over the next year to make that happen.
What will you use the money for, and how will that directly impact manufacturing in the region?
The money is actually already through like 12 different departments in the federal government. And so some of those grants that are out there will get bonus points for being in the region. So it's not really up to the cities to decide, but it's about creating partnerships in the communities to see opportunities to say, oh, I was going for this grant, or I see this grant, and we can go after this by looking at our situation regionally.
How important is it for the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Dayton corridor to keep pace with other manufacturing communities across the country? Why is it a good fit?
We know in the Dayton area that manufacturing is 18% of our GDP. And in the state of Ohio, it's a huge job growth area for the state. And it's in our culture. Like, we make things in Dayton and we make things in Ohio. So I think that that's super important because it plays to our strengths. We also know that reshoring is happening at a pretty quick pace. Reshoring is when companies actually move back into the United States.
Right.
And two states that are leading that are California and Ohio. And so along the 75 corridor in the city of Cincinnati, in the city of Dayton, and I mean really across the state of Ohio, we know this is a place that we do well, we compete great, we have the talent to do this kind of work. So it just fits us super well. I talk to manufacturers a lot that have plants across the country and across the world, and they really talk about how our communities get what it takes to make things. And I think that's part of our culture.
You can find out how to get more information about the Federal Investment in Manufacturing Communities Partnership on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mayor Whaley, congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.